the book of Romans, bar 29. I'm Professor Hannes Regenhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book, What is Your God's Name? A must. It's a must. Yesterday, the last couple of minutes, I spoke about the revelation name of Yahushua and Yahweh El Elohim, the Ruach HaKodesh. That's exceptionally the word Yahushua, Jesus. If you want to know more, get this book. It's an A5 book, thick, 500 pages. Get it. There's research in that that you will not find in any other books. My WhatsApp South African code is +27 for our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in our study. You're so very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family, everybody that's dear to you. Also, our TikTok messages, which is Monday to Fridays. Make sure you actually at least have a 1611 King James Bible or the Restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the 1860 Rotterdam version, which I have a couple of copies available in South Africa. Should you be interested, you can contact me and I will give you the prices. Make sure at least I have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Hallelujah. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the fallen churches, denominations, or organizations, any messianic group, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yah Movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Protestant, Charismatic Churches, Catholic Churches, anybody. We are not a church or denomination. We are an end-time Bible study group, and that's all we've done. Word, word, word. Don't you get tired? It's life. Word, everlasting word, gives us everlasting life. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, known as the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. In this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Profanus. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you. I can't wait to start. We will continue where we left off yesterday morning. The book of Romans chapter 2 verse 3. It says, I just want to say that What is your God's name is essential for the time we're living in. For people to come to the revelation word. Now, if you go to my website, as you see it here on the top, under articles, when you open it, and it says articles, it says studies, and then articles. Under articles, there's 85 pages, A4 pages, about what is your God's name. You will see the title, What is Your God's Name? You click on it, and you have 85 pages which is distracted from different portions of, or extracted from the different parts of the book, and that will make you quite knowledgeable about the name, but you need more just in that, alright. Romans 2 verse 3, and thinkest thou this, O man, I also want to say, and woman, that judge them which do such things, and dost the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of Yahweh Almighty or God? It's asking a question. When you, it's so easily to judge a homosexual or a just or a lesbian. Why? Because they were addressed straight out. Excuse me. Straight out. This is what we read in Romans 1 verse 10 and further on. Now it's Apostle Paul is asking a question. And thinketh thou this, O man and woman, that just them which do such things, it's not just the lesbians and homosexuals, it's all the other, the fornication and being a murderer and let Satan occupy your soul's dimension, pornographic, I'm just thinking about the modern things today, living in sin. If we start to name the sins, we can be busy with it for the next 6 months, working with it. Where we need to function in the truth, in the revelation word of Yahweh, our Elohim. Now I say, think of thou this, O man and woman, that judge them that does such things. And doesn't the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of Yahweh Almighty, O God? We cannot judge people. I always say, when I point my finger to you, I'm pointing my finger. But if I turn my hand, you will see there's three fingers pointing backwards to me. There's one pointing towards you, there's three pointing towards me. So I first need to make sure, very, very sure, three times sure, because there's three fingers pointing in my direction, before I can point at your life. And this is what we must do. When we say that we are full-blooded Yahwists, our calling, our mission is to have people saved from a sinful life, out of a sinful world. Apostle Paul comes, he says, we're in the world, but we're not from the world. And we can't go and lock ourselves up in a convent with high walls. You can be in a convent and you can still physically abuse children, sexually and homosexually. I'm just saying something here. The walls doesn't save you. A convent walls doesn't save you. Instead, a lot of things is going on behind that walls. Yahweh doesn't want us in a convent. He wants us in the world, where we can be a testimony unto the other people. And when we are true testimonies, where we exhibit the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, unto a lost world, unto a lost person. It's easy to talk about the world, but we need to focus on the individual persons, reaching the person that lives in sin, reaching that person that has drifted away. Make them understand that Yahweh Shua has died for them as well. We are not righteous by ourselves. We are saved by grace. And that is the testimony we have to carry out to a sinner. We are not what we are from our own good deeds and wills. We are what we are through grace. And grace alone. Hallelujah. When I see a hobo or a drunkard on street. I see myself, that's me, without the grace of Yahushua. We are so privileged that we just don't have the Savior, Yahushua. But Father Yahweh, the Creator of heaven and earth, has provided for us the Ruach HaKodesh that lives in our soul's dimension in order to lead and teach and guide us in all truth and righteousness and convince us of sins and unrighteousness. Although we are saved, the Ruach still keeps us in the straight and narrow. The moment that we try to depart in another direction, immediately the Ruach will say, hey, don't be stupid. And that's the way the Ruach speaks to you. He doesn't come with the angel's voice. He comes and he addresses you in the manner to put brakes on, emergency brakes, get you to stop. And to think. So when we have ourselves in the place where we judge others, and we have a lot of church people, denominational people, that judge other people because they're not the same as they are. You know, sometimes we need to put our hand in our own bosom and see how it comes out. When we pulls it out, what do we see? Do we see that we are saved by the redemption blood of Yahushua? Or is my hand sick? You see, we can bluff people, but we can't bluff the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. We are led and guided in and by and through the Ruach HaKodesh. 24/7, the Ruach HaKodesh is functional in our soul's dimension, watching over us. This is what the Ruach HaKodesh does. It washes over us. It's our caretaker. It's our peacekeeper. It's our guidance, leading us in the way that Father Yahweh wants us to be. And that is to lead us in all righteousness in holiness. And this is what the scriptures say. Looking at other people, aren't you living in the same way as they do? Yes, but I came to repentance 20 years ago. So what about it? The Bible says we must be careful, especially those that was saved, that you don't think that you are still standing, although you fall, you stumble and fall a long time ago. You don't even know it, because you got so used to that way. And that's why the word of Yahweh our Elohim every day must be fresh unto us. That's why I preach this word, that's why I teach this word every morning in a breakfast manner. That's why I can talk about different things while I'm busy. Because we are having breakfast, we are sharing the words. We can even have a cup of coffee and a toast and marmalade jam and sit and have a nice conversation. This is what it is. It's a breakfast we are sharing. And you know, it's a time that we are quiet. Maybe before we start our day, where Yahweh Almighty is feeding us with the bread of life for this day. You know, the important part is we need to consume enough for today. This is what Israel did when they were moving from Egypt unto the promised land. There were manna. They could just take enough before the sunrise, because then it disappeared, to bake bread for that day. They need to have new bread every day. We need to be filled with the Ruach HaKodesh every day. Now it says in verse 4, O despised, thou that reached in his goodness. His must be a capital H, small H, and forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of Yahweh leadeth thee to repentance. It what? The long suffering of Yahweh is knowing that the goodness of Yahweh leads us to repentance. And this is what every one of these messages, these breakfasts, occasions that we have every morning, what's the reason for it? What's the idea behind it? Is that we will be led in repentance. And if we have repented already and we've been immersed in the name of Yahushua, that the Ruach HaKodesh, what makes us aware of the treasure in the revelation word of Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, let's be the best we can. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.